Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 190. So we are personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 10, and what does it say? There shall no evil befall me. You don't do it thee, you do it me. There shall no evil. If it's evil, no, it's not for you, in Jesus' name. So we're looking at King Hezekiah and the evil that befell him. He was a king of Judah. In those times, Israel had been divided. So it was two kingdoms, Israel and Judah. He was a king of Judah. And Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, had sent Rabshakeh to tell him that, listen, your men, every one of you is going to eat their own dung and drink their own piss. You can imagine, that was terrible. 2 Kings 18:27. That is when Rabshakeh gave this message: every man eating his own dung and drinking his own piss. So you see that the people have gone through hard time. Now, what did Hezekiah do? He said Hezekiah went, rent his clothes first, and then what did he do? He put ashes. He covered himself with sackcloth. And so this was the way they were expressing grief. We don't need to go through all that process now. Then he went to the house of God. This is 2 Kings 19:1-2. He went to the house of God. And I've explained that you are the temple, you yourself. So anytime prayer is going out of you, prayer is going out of God's temple. Oh, hallelujah. There is nothing that you cannot pray about. You can pray about everything and get answers. You don't have to consult anybody. You are a bona fide temple of God. Hallelujah. Don't go anywhere seeking anything. You pray, God answers. Hallelujah. So after he had done that, then he sent two people, Shebna, the scribe, and Eliakim, who was the overseer of the household. So 2 Kings 19:1-2 is what we're talking about. He sent them. Where did he send them? He sent them to Isaiah the prophet. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, he sent them to Isaiah the prophet. And somebody saying, you see, prophetess, Hezekiah, King Hezekiah had Isaiah. And that is why it's like, well, if you have someone like Isaiah in your life, why won't you get results? The reason why I'm not getting results is because I don't have any prophets or any prophetess in my life. But am I not a prophetess? Am I not speaking to you? Now, listen to me. We have it better in the new covenant. Some people say, but why do you have to say new covenant and old covenant? If there was the old covenant was perfect, why was it necessary to have a new one? If your old wife is okay, why should you go for a new wife? So it's because there was something wrong with the old. That's why you went with the new. So then the new is very important. Do you understand? So in the new covenant, there is no need to seek a prophet before you pray or to hear what God is saying to you. I'm not saying a prophet is not important. I'm not saying that a prophet is not necessary in the new covenant. But I'm saying that every single man, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Every branch in God, every branch who is coming out of the vine has the right to suck nutrients from the vine. You have the right to take the nutrients. Nobody, I'm saying nobody can take nutrients for you like you yourself. So this is what I'm telling you and I'm teaching you and I'm helping you to see. Yes, Isaiah the prophet was necessary. But now, there is no sure word of prophecy like the Bible. Any prophet who gives you a prophecy which is not coming out of the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, throw it away. Then you don't need it. Every word must conform to what, in fact, must come out of the Bible. The Bible is God's only, and I'm not mincing words, only way of reaching his children. God's only way of reaching his children. Or what about dreams and visions? They play their role. But if any dream or vision contradicts what the Bible says, we will throw away that dream and vision. We will throw it away. You ought to throw it away. Anything which contradicts the Bible, throw it away. You don't need it. You don't need it. So right now, you go to the word. And that's why we have quiet time. quiet time is when you pick the Bible and you pick your pen and your notebook. Right now we have iPads, and then you type, expecting God to speak to you through His Word. You could be reading chapter by chapter you can start up with John, the Gospel according to John, and read through into the epistles, because the epistles were written for the body of Christ, for the church of God. So you can start from there, and very easy to understand. The Holy Spirit, who is the author of the Bible, now lives in you. He resides in you. If you have the author of the Bible himself with you, he will show you that. Listen, if you are the newest, you just gave your life to Christ, now you can have access to him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you going to practice it? The essence of all this is to help you and to teach you and to let you go the way God wants you to go. Because in this time, we have too many people depending on other people for their supply, when the supply is just overflowing. And the Holy Spirit say, son, he's saying, daughter, I'm here for you. Oh, you're blessed. Bye.